Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible, verse by verse. And we're making our way through Matthew chapter 13 in the New International Version, NIV, and we're in verses 34 through 43, and this is what it says. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, as I prayed earlier this month, I talked about the fact that you spoke in parables and it was the invitation to relationship. And so I, again, just thank you for that, that the conundrum of the parable causes us to want to draw near to you, to understand the one who wrote the parable. And just as it is fun sometimes to talk to an author who wrote a book, it is absolutely amazing to talk to the author of life who is writing our book and also wrote all these parables and actually said all these parables. Lord, we thank you for the explanation of the parable of the weeds, and it's very clear what this means. It means that there will be a reckoning at the end of the age. There will be a blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There is consequence for people who cause sin and people who do evil. But I love how this verse ends. It says, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And Lord, that is what we want to remember today, that there will be that moment of shining. There will be that moment of coming into our own. There will be that time where sin is finally shed once and for all, and we no longer have this gigantic battle with sin in our lives, but we will have been completely and wholly set free from that nature. Not only that, Lord, we will be as we were meant to be from the beginning, and we will have the capacity to worship you forever, and it will be our great delight to do so. But not only that, you will give us a new body. Every day we battle aches and pains and illnesses, and sometimes chronic illnesses, sometimes cancer that will lead to death, broken limbs and arthritis and headaches and migraines, and just things are not as they should be in this fallen world. But there will be a moment after we pass away where we will have this new body that's no longer going to decay, no longer going to experience sickness. No more tears will be produced. We will have the joy of the Lord, and we will shine like light. And so, Lord, for those who are discouraged today, they've walked a really long battle against something, or they've been in a relational struggle that seems to never end, help us to lift our eyes. Would you lift our heads today? You say that you are the lifter of our heads. Would you lift our heads and lift our eyes to heaven, to the heavenly realm, to where you are seated in the heavenly places, to elevate our gaze, to realize that there's more to this life than just all the struggle that we're going to, more to this life than the depressive thoughts we have, more to this life than the anxiety that presses in upon us, more to this life than wayward children or frustrating parents or just even struggling parents. There's more to this life than that, and that it will matter in the long run, and that our perseverance matters to you. And we will see the fact that all the toil that we've done is not in vain. And I just pray you give us that kind of heavenly mindset now, in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening to pray every day. And if you would like a free prayer to your inbox every Monday with your name in it, you can go to jesuseveryday.life and scroll down just a little bit and you can sign up for your free Monday prayers. Those will come into your inbox every Monday with your name in the middle of them, and they will come to you for 2 years. That's absolutely free. So I pray that that blesses you today.